A Pitt Meadows man is searching for a couple, to thank them for saving his life. Paul Craig was cycling along the dikes around the city, something he does 5 to 6 days a week, when he went into a cardiac arrest. He was riding between Neves and Harris Roads on the south side of the Alouette and all of a sudden he felt dizzy. So I decided I'd stop, and pretty much immediately blacked out, said Craig. I remember a couple little things. I remember the people that found me. I couldn't see at that time, but I could hear their voices, explained the cyclist. I'm pretty sure that the husband said that his wife used to be a nurse, he recalled. Then he heard the sirens of first responders. Craig also felt an incredible pain in his chest, which, from what he understands today, was his heart stopping. And then, much like they say, an incredible calm came over me and just a white light was all I could see, and I mean, I knew I was dead, but I wasn't panicked, I was just kind of very peaceful, he described. 6 minutes later, after being shocked once from an AED by the fire department, and again by life support in the ambulance, he woke up. He would spend 2 nights in the emergency department at Ridge Meadows Hospital, and another 3 nights in the intensive care unit. He was transported to Royal Columbian Hospital for an angiogram, and to have a cardioverter defibrillator implanted in his chest. When he returned to Ridge Meadows, he spent another 11 days on 3 West. My care there was unbelievable, he said. It's only been a week since he was released from the hospital. Craig said the incident has been stressful for his whole family, including his mother who is in her mid-80s, as his brother passed away at the age of 39 after having a heart attack while riding his bike. Craig said he is feeling better, and is looking for the couple who first came upon him on the dike. He wants to thank them, if they want to be thanked, along with the Pitt Meadows Fire Department and the staff at Ridge Meadows Hospital for their compassionate care. He has a feeling the couple may think he didn't make it, as he was told when they put him into the ambulance he had not been breathing, nor did he have a pulse, for 6 minutes. I'd really like them to know that they saved my life.